Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This past week, the Lord let me see a beautiful picture of the importance of reaching children for Christ and the impact that the gospel has upon their lives. I saw children who have a heart for the Lord and a deep hunger for God and for His Word. It was such a blessing to my heart, and it made my day. As a missionary serving as a state director for Child Evangelism Fellowship, I do a lot of seat time behind my desk. Sometimes I feel like I'm more of a paper pusher missionary because of all my administrative responsibilities and overseeing that I have. So whenever I can, I enjoy getting out to the field to see for myself what God is doing both in and through our ministries and in the lives of the children and in our volunteers. My beautiful picture day was being able to attend one of our after-school Good News Clubs in Southern Illinois. It was a long drive from Peoria to the Carbondale area, but it was worth it. I was able to spend some time with one of our key volunteers in the area who has a big heart for reaching children for Christ. This volunteer also serves as an after-school Good News Club team leader for one of our Bible clubs. She has a great vision and a deep desire to see even more after-school Good News Clubs be established in her area, and she is actively encouraging other churches to partner together with CEF as well. Almost 3 years ago, their church adopted a school to start an after-school Good News Club in an elementary school. Now today, they have on average 20 children who attend the weekly after-school Good News Club on a regular basis. When I visited the Good News Club this past week, I was blessed by not only being with the children, but also by seeing the volunteers in action. These volunteers have a heart for this ministry, and they have a heart for working with the children. I saw the volunteers come early before school let out to get everything set up in the classroom. We spent time together in prayer, praying for the children and for the Good News Club that day. When the children came in bringing their backpacks and all their belongings, there were the volunteers greeting them at the door, helping the children to get situated and laying out their snacks for the children. But I soon realized that snack time in this Good News Club wasn't just snack time. It was also about learning God's Word and spending time in prayer. The children write down their prayer requests and place it in their God can, a can containing slips of paper for their prayer requests, because God can and will answer our prayers. Each week, the Good News Club volunteers take out these prayer requests from the God can and pray for the children by name, and specifically pray for their prayer requests that the children have shared. But then came time for the real snack time, feasting on God's Word. The children, while they were eating their snacks, they worked on their Bible verses that they had learned from the previous weeks. For every verse they learned, they got points. For every friend they brought, they got even more points. For bringing their Bible to Good News Club, they got points. And for doing their Wonder Devotional book at home in between Good News Clubs, the children got points. You could tell the children were excited because the children had been promised a pizza party if they together as a group received so many points. I think it was like 150,000 points that they were all trying to get. The class was like a charged atmosphere full of excitement as they cheered each other on and learning God's Word and memorizing God's Word in their heart. During the snack time, some of the children came over to me and wanted me to help them with their memory verses. In addition to these weekly verses that they learned, if they learned 7 more verses, they could earn a free scholarship to camp at our Child Evangelism Fellowship Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. These children were excited about that. In fact, 3 children got up in front of the whole class and shared their testimony of why they love going to Camp Good News during the summer. They were so excited that the children almost couldn't stop talking about all the fun things that there was to do at camp. One little boy even shared, "Yeah, and you get to go to church chapel every day and learn about God. It's great." As I continued to watch all that was going on around me and interacting with the children, it was obvious that these children had a heart for God and a heart for God's Word. One little boy who was sitting next to me had brought his adventure Bible, but he was having a hard time knowing where to find things in his Bible and look it up. But that didn't stop him. He was determined to find where the book of Matthew was so he could look up the Bible verse. So he started by looking at the first book of Genesis and kept turning the pages and looking for the word Matthew. I reached over and I helped him to understand how to look up the books of the Bible by going to the front, to the index, and then look at the page numbers. And every time throughout the Good News Club, when the teacher would say, "Now look up this verse in your Bible," he would look at me and he'd say, "Now where's that at? How do I find that?" During the Bible lesson, the teacher was even talking about producing good fruit for Jesus, and one little girl raised her hand and said, "Hey, that reminds me of the memory verse I just was working on about fruit, and that the only way you can have good fruit is by staying close and abiding in Jesus." I just smiled because that was one of the extra camp verses that she had just been working on during the Bible snack time. Even throughout the club, these children did things with gusto. They loved not only to learn Bible verses, but also to sing songs loud and long. They loved doing the hand motions to any songs, and they loved to sing about the Lord Jesus with big smiles on their faces. After club, during the counseling time, some of the children wanted to come back and talk more with their teachers about the Bible lesson, or how they could be sure to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I enjoyed sitting back and listening while all this was going on, hearing the children ask questions and the teachers turning pages in their Bible for answers. And during this time, one of the girls trusted in Christ as her Savior. I watched as a leader prayed in a special moment of prayer with his child as she called upon the Lord for salvation. Their leader later shared with me that it was obvious to her that this girl was so ready to receive Christ as her Savior. Even as the club was winding down, you could see the children were still excited about what they had been learning and answering questions during the review game. They kept gathering so close around to their teacher because they wanted to see their score and hear the questions that the teacher wanted to ask, and she kept saying, "Now scoot back just a little, scoot back." After club, I watched how the children and their parents interacted with the Good News Club volunteers at the door. It was clear that the children had a fun time learning about God's Word, and the volunteers enjoyed giving the children time, love, and attention, and even a listening ear. Even some of the parents reached out to the volunteers and shared with them needs that they had in their own lives for them to pray about and then maybe even help them with. This was ministry all the way around. After the club was over, I shared with the team leader that their team had done a great job of instilling within the children a love for God and for God's Word because their hunger for God and for His Word was so evident in their lives. As I started driving back home, the long drive back to Peoria, I was so thankful for this beautiful picture and the great blessing it was to be a part of this club for even just one day. I thought to myself, now who wouldn't want to be a part of this? Helping children to come to Christ, helping children to grow in Christ, and the children even being a blessing to you as well? And that's what the Good News Club ministry is, a beautiful picture and a great blessing. The Good News Club ministry has been going on for many years since Child Evangelism Fellowship started in 1937. In fact, the Good News Club ministry is one of the main ministries of CEF to this day. But now, because the recent Supreme Court ruling in 2001 concerning after-school Good News Clubs, the existing equal access law in our country has been even more clarified, making it completely legal for a Good News Club to meet on public school grounds after school, just as any other community group accessing the public school facilities. This means that the doors to establish an after-school Good News Club on most public elementary schools or even in middle schools are wide open. Here in Illinois, Child Evangelism Fellowship is in over 60 elementary schools, reaching close to 2,000 children on a weekly basis throughout the school year. Nationwide, for the USA, Child Evangelism Fellowship has almost 4,000 after-school Good News Clubs in the schools and reaches over 180,000 children every year with the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and teaching the children God's Word. This is a wonderful and amazing open door opportunity for the gospel that God has done and that God is continuing to do for us here in our own country. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3 says, "Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." We praise the Lord for this opportunity for the gospel and for reaching the future generation for Christ. But one thing that I am seeing is that the After School Good News Club ministry is not just an opportunity for evangelism and discipleship after school, but also for follow-up by the local church. Just this last month, I had another Good News Club volunteer in Central Illinois share with me that this past summer that her church bused the children in the inner city Good News Club to their church's vacation Bible school. During table time at VBS, one of the girls who was in fifth grade but had been going to Good News Club since she was like in first grade trusted in Christ as her Savior. This volunteer not only had the opportunity to lead this child to Christ, but she then decided she wanted to do even more. So every Sunday morning, this committed volunteer and her family goes and picks up the child and takes them to church and brings them back home again. I thank the volunteer for all that she does and for her commitment to this ministry of reaching boys and girls for Christ and blessing them with the gospel. But her testimony isn't the only one that I've heard recently. Just last week, I received an email that now 8 of the children going to another after-school Good News Club in this area has been plugged into a local Bible-believing churches and are attending regularly. Some of these children are not only coming on Sunday morning, but also Sunday night for children's choir and also for the Wednesday evening children's programs that they have. I was also told that another one of our church partnerships are busing the children from an inner city community every Sunday to their church for those children who do not have a church home of their own. This is the body of Christ in action. This is intergenerational ministry, and it's a beautiful picture. Years ago, I heard a story, actually it was a parable, of a village in Africa who had a school on top of a high hill with a steep cliff on the side. The problem is that when children went out to play, some of the children would get too close to the cliff and they would fall, tumbling down. The child would be hurt, sometimes even seriously hurt, and even die. The chief and the village people gathered together because they knew they needed to do something because too many of their children from their village were getting hurt and were in great danger. The people got together and some people in the group called out for a clinic. They said, "What we need is to build a clinic at the bottom of the cliff so that when a child would fall, they could go and quickly take that child into the clinic and help them because the closest clinic at that time was miles away." The people started getting excited about the clinic and about building the clinic and said, "Yes, that's exactly what this village needs. And it will even help the children too." But there were other people in the crowd that weren't so sure. One elderly man then spoke up and said, "No, my friends, it's not a clinic that we need, even though clinics are good and clinics are fine. But to answer this problem, what we need to do is to build a strong fence at the top of the hill up over the cliff. If we build a strong fence that would keep the children from falling off, we might almost dispense with the need for the clinic at the bottom of the hill." But you can almost guess what happened. Those for the clinic rallied together and carried the day. The people even began to make the plans to build the clinic at the bottom of the hill. But the elderly man and some others who were few in number decided to do something different, and they gathered together and began to quietly labor to build the strong fence at the top of the hill. Now the point of this parable, I'm sure you can guess, it's a picture of the children's need, their problem, and the only answer. Children in our society and in our communities are falling off the cliff, and things like clinics and other concrete things that our society loves are not the answer. We as a body of the Lord Jesus Christ need to come together to quietly labor together to build a strong fence in the shape of a cross on the top of every hill. We know the only answer. Only knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and walking in his word and in his ways is the only answer for us and for the future generations. This is a challenging picture of what it will take and what the answer looks like in every community and in every city across our country, but it's a beautiful picture of what the body of Christ can do. I knew when I visited that Good News Club in Southern Illinois that I had seen a beautiful picture of the body of Christ working together to reach this future generation for the Lord, but I was also blessed by the thought of what we could yet do for Christ as the body of Christ and multiplying this beautiful picture across our state, in every community, and in every area across our country and around the world. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations as we together seek to take the beautiful gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew he was real and I wanted to obey his word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that he's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com, that's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.